Host your holiday party at Apex Entertainment this year. Book early and save. Receive a $15 Apex gift card for each guest with holiday parties booked before October 1st. With flexible event space, attractions, and customizable menus, Apex is the perfect holiday party destination. For more information, contact the sales team or go to apexentertainment.com.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
It's hour number two. Felger and Maz on a Big Boy Tuesday. Big Boy's Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal. He's brought to you by the Granite Group. The Granite Group is an award-winning distributor of Mitsubishi Electric's heating and air conditioning systems with locations across Massachusetts and New England. Learn more at customizedcomfort.com. This is also NFL trade deadline day. We are now 57 minutes away from the deadline. That's close enough. We have some production, Jimmy, don't we?
1 hour until the NFL trade deadline.
You were right again, Bedard. Tell those three f***ing losers the Pats season don't start until week 9. Now let's go make a trade.
So, nothing new on the Patriots trade deadline front. There was a big one yesterday, a whopper yesterday, Von Miller to the L.A. Rams for a second and third round pick, and the Broncos pick up the cash. I just love all the machinations of it. It's just creative and something that happens in other sports routinely, but never football. And it's just a sport would be so much better if there was more movement like that. So that was a great trade. There was a the Steelers sent a linebacker today.
Yeah, yeah. Melvin Ingram.
From Pittsburgh to, where'd he go?
Kansas City.
To KC.
Yeah, the former Charger.
There you go, right. Yep. And Tomlin had a great quote that I saw. He said something to the along the lines of, you want volunteers, not hostages. Which is, I think, his way of saying that Ingram just hated it like poison there. And so
exactly.
You want volunteers, not hostages. So something
good get,
like that.
Good get for Kansas City. I mean, they need help on defense. They know him well from having played against him when he was with the Chargers. He and Bosa used to give them fits. The Chargers have given the Chiefs fits in recent years.
So Deshaun Watson will not be moving. Apparently, that's been reported in multiple places. In terms of the Patriots, yeah, our Alex Barth on 98.5thesportshub.com threw up some interesting names and a lot of former Patriots. That's why I mentioned Brandon Cooks before. Brandon Cooks?
No.
What's that?
No.
Okay, you're a no. Daron Harmon?
No.
No.
Logan Ryan?
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe.
Why not? Why are you? Why?
I mean, I don't know what he is anymore. He's kind of okay, well, there in years.
What's Jalen Mills and what's Jawan Williams and what's all these guys?
I'd rather have Miles Bryan out there.
Okay, I like Miles Bryan, too. Is he a corner?
He's a little bit of everything.
He's a hybrid. Give me Logan Ryan.
Absolutely.
Please. Please, the big boy's digging in over here. Logan Ryan is a yes.
Don't you need a corner?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to do something there.
So. Why are you so blasé about this? I'm not asking what
because
you think.
Because I think they're fine anywhere they are. And look,
really, they're great. They're good at corner.
They already lost on the corner thing. They traded Stephon Gilmore.
So that's
you
it?
Cannot. Yes, they can't go and trade for somebody now.
Why?
Or give else they look like idiots.
Give him the content he wants, Bedard. He's begging for.
Well, no, but I'm saying why can't they, just because they lost on the Gilmore thing, why can't they make a trade that helps them out now? I don't understand that. And what do you have to give up for Logan effing Ryan? He's with the Giants, right? They're done. The only thing that, the only impediment I think that's with make a deal with the Giants, normally you would say, FOB, Bobo, down in New York, they can make a deal together, no problem. I think Joe Judge is going to be sensitive to the perception of him helping out the Patriots and, you know, not getting the most for the Giants and like that thing, sort of like reverse psychology working against getting a deal done there. But either way, what's your problem with Logan Ryan? That's not going to cost you more than a 6th, 7th round
pick. Patriots already made their decision at cornerback and they got to deal with it. Now, I will say this.
Why?
Listen.
They have 54 minutes to make it better.
Listen. The reason that there aren't a lot of trades and why I don't think, and this speaks to the Giants, and it's similar to what you just said. You know, first of all, you have the 17-week season, and they have not moved. They didn't move the trade line back a week, which would have been a little bit more wise. But you're also talking about people like, just specifically with the Giants, Dave Gettleman, the GM, Joe Judge, the head coach, who's, you know, trying to establish culture and said, like, we're going to fix this, and then you know, all of a sudden you're going to basically like shoot yourself in the foot and trade somebody who could help you maybe close with a winning streak that gets you another year. Like a lot of these people are in job preservation mode right now. And I think some of these teams, if you start dealing away chips, unless you have job security, like saying Nick Caserio in Houston, you're basically writing your own pink slip.
Let me ask you a question, because you've said you want a combo defensive end.
I didn't say that. I said they are looking for it.
Okay, so they're looking for a combo defensive end. If they got the combo defensive end, would you then be okay with a corner?
They can do whatever. I don't care.
In other words, what do you want them to get?
I told you. I said a speedy slot receiver and, you know, maybe a cornerback somewhat down. But the problem with the cornerback, you can't give up more than the sixth-round pick in 2023.
Why?
Because you already set you traded Stephon Gilmore. He shut down Kyle Pitts on Sunday and ended the game with an interception. What do you mean, why?
Why? Well, I mean, is there a rule that says you can't trade higher than a sixth-round pick for a quarterback?
Is Bill Belichick in the business of looking dumber?
Sometimes he looks dumb with some of his personnel stuff. It's unavoidable. There's hits and misses.
You guys, go ahead. Talk amongst the quarterback amongst yourself. I'm done with the quarterback conversation.
I don't get why this
I told you my opinion.
Set you
I'm
off.
Done with it.
Okay, but...
Because you didn't like it. No, I gave you an answer, and you said I can't have that answer. Okay, that's what you said.
Greg, here's the point, though. Here's the point.
Did your blood sugar just go down or something?
No!
Don't you think Bill, though, has shown...
You're being a dink. That's what's going on.
I feel your frustration on this, Greg, because when they don't get the answer that they want, this is what happens.
No,
they just try to goad
it's
you into getting the answer they want.
It's the logic. Because I would tell you, Greg, that I think Bill has admitted mistakes in the past, that he might look at it and say, well, I made a mistake at this spot, and he just got rid of Gilmore because he's admitting a mistake. That doesn't mean he doesn't need a corner. Like, I don't necessarily connect the two. I'm not being a wise ass. I just don't.
Felger is. I'm not yelling at you.
That's
I'm
okay. You can yell
don't
at
be
me
so
if you
sensitive,
want.
Greg.
Quiet. You be quiet.
I'm not so false. Have an
tweeter,
opinion.
Mr. False.
Don't be so
I have
bitchy.
Plenty of opinions.
I am honestly not even sure what we are arguing about. I got to be honest, but I'm enjoying it. Okay. How about this? Okay,
Jasper.
So you think that Bill doesn't want to trade for a corner because the optics are bad, that he blew it on Gilmore, and because he only got a sixth-round pick for Gilmore, he can't trade anything more than that to help his cornerback group out now.
Yep.
And it's an optic thing. Okay, maybe, but that's certainly the wrong reason. I think we could all agree with that. Who cares about the optics and what people like us say, or fans or media say?
Yeah,
who cares?
Felger, they just came off their two best games against the Jets, and they just shut down Justin Herbert.
Okay, look, I think Jalen Mills.
Come on.
I think Jalen Mills is miscast out there. I think 41. I like him, but he ain't no corner. Juwan Williams is a disaster waiting to happen. If they can pick up a floater veteran cornerback out there, that to me feels like a no brainer. And you know what would work optically for Bill? Is if he sent a six-round pick for it. Just Logan Ryan, again, because he knows the system and it would be sort of on the fly. And I have no idea what Logan Ryan is doing right now. If he's playing well or hurt, I don't know. I just saw the name like, oh, that makes sense. But if you could, you know, the narrative is, well, Steph Gilmore for Logan Ryan. And certainly that's no trade that you feel good about. But it's like, okay, if you're worried about the optics, how does that sound?
Yeah, known commodity, and the fan base would warm up to it because they know the player too. Greg, just let me back up for a second. When you said they're looking for a combo linebacker.
No, they're looking for a
DN.
A combination defensive end.
Okay, who's that a commentary on? Is that Dietrich Wise?
Yes, their run defense, Dietrich Wise, and that. It seems like they're having injury issues. Like, I think they probably expected Byron Cowart to be back this year off of PUP. He's been practicing, but he hasn't been activated yet. Maybe they don't think that's going to work. And also, Carl Davis is dealing with a hand thing. Maybe he's about to go on IR. They look a little bit thin up front. And, of course, they're not going to replace Dietrich Wise, because why would Bill ever, you know, do that and admit that he overspent for Dietrich Wise? But at least it would give you some depth.
Okay, good talk. And Murray's right. We are take terrorists. We will tie you to the chair with duct tape and ball gag you until we get the take that we want. It's true. I'll own that a little bit. Tim in Blackstone. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Greg. You kind of touched on it earlier, but I was curious about the Phillips interception, if that was more of a credit to the Patriots coaching staff making an adjustment after that first drive, the way the Chargers were moving the ball at will, or because we haven't seen them make a lot of adjustments, so is that finally the coaching coming through and confusing them after seeing some pretty easy disguises early on in the game?
Okay, your thoughts?
Look, I don't want to take anything away from Adrian Phillips on those plays, because both of them were hell of a catches. I mean, I'd take them from, you know, get those out of wide receiver once in a while on this team that might be cooking with gas. But They were both errors on the Chargers. They were. The first one, the ball went off Eckler's hands, and it's either a drop or a bad pass on Herbert's part. He was wide open. It's not like Phillips undercut the route or anything like that. And the second one was just, you know, and even Brandon Staley and Herbert both talked about it post-game, where Staley said it was a nudge. They had a nudge on each side, which means they were chipping on each side, the back and the tight end. Cook chipped, I think, Matthew Judon, and then went out into his route, and he just stayed on his route too long. Herbert thought he was going to turn around and be ready in the flat. Instead, he just kept running down the field, and it almost hit him in the head, and you know, Phillips caught it, made a tremendous catch, got up and scored a touchdown. But to me, they were both errors on the Chargers. Not, I'm trying not to take anything away from the play, because a lot of other guys don't catch those balls.
I give Phillips credit on that second pick, because you got to react to the ball.
Full credit?
Yeah.
Okay, how about that, folks? Full credit for Maz on the
full
play.
Credit for Phillips, half for the team.
John in New Hampshire. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the Patriots' last drive during the game this past Sunday. I thought there was some clock mismanagement, if you will, by Mac Jones. I don't know if he got caught up in the moment, but why weren't the Patriots coaches getting in his helmet? There were six consecutive, maybe even seven consecutive snaps where they were snapping the ball with anywhere from 8 to 11 seconds left to go on the play clock. The Chargers didn't even have to call, make start using their timeout.
Well, John, hey, let me stop you. It's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up, because Patriots fans have taken off their pants and pleasured their little Pat Patriot over the fact that the Patriots were sliding in bounds to keep the clock running when, in fact, when it's north of 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the clock is still going to wind when they set the ball. You're not saving that much time by staying in bounds. And secondly, Mac Jones is snapping the ball with 10 seconds left on the play clock, as Maz mentioned yesterday. So excellent call. Greg, your thoughts?
Look, you guys might be right. My only thought is maybe the Patriots like to leave a little bit of space for Mac Jones, just in case the Chargers do something different. I am not a fan of going up against the play clock. It lets the defense know when the ball is going to get off, so they can get off.
You must hate Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, I do.
Because that a-hole does it every effing snap.
And I think he puts his offensive line in a distinct disadvantage. At least when you snap at 10, they might not be ready. And that half a second with Joey Bosa might be the difference between, you know, getting a pass off or not.
It's a good point.
Because at zero, you just pin your back and go.
Correct.
You go
those
at zero.
Guys, if I'm Joey Bosa, I'm looking at the play clock, and as soon as it hits zero, I'm going. So it's either you – are they going to flag me, or are they going to flag them for delay of game?
Yeah.
You know, they probably going to let it go.
I thought the Patriots botched it at the end of the first half, too. They had 57 seconds left. They snapped the ball. Then they ran down for the next play, and they didn't snap it again until 28 when they had three timeouts left in their pockets.
They went into the – tunnel with three timeouts.
I mean, again, we said this yesterday, Greg, you could really argue that they botched all six timeouts.
I heard you
say, I'm not kidding.
That was you.
No, it was a good take.
I think I was thinking of
Murray yesterday when, you know, you're saying the Belichick mistakes and then using the sound. Like, I wanted to be like, Bill, settling for that 56 yarder, you know, what about that decision?
My fault.
Yeah, my fault.
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Yeah, see, it's a great game, Greg. You should play sometime.
Could have done it a lot this year.
We're going to play 10 questions with the big boy. Get your answers ready, Greg. It's a rapid fire situation coming your way next.
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
I waste enough time running errands. Now there's one less errand to do because I get my cannabis delivered from LanternNow.com. Visit LanternNow.com to shop from the best dispensaries in Boston and get your order delivered that very same day. I use Lantern so I can skip the trip, the traffic, and the line and spend my time hanging with my buds instead of getting bud. Even better, Lantern Now delivers to all of Boston and beyond. Go to LanternNow.com/gym to get started and follow @GetLanternNow on socials to stay up to date on all things cannabis.
Please consider responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts.
you believe in moral victories? A good loss? We'll get them next time.
No silver linings here on Felger and Mazz.
Then you are in the wrong place.
You have to accept that, so we...
Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, 10 questions with Greg around the league and here in New England. We have 10 minutes to do it, so we have to stay on time. Jimmy, what are our buzzer options this year?
How's it going?
Hi, Mac. This week, I mean to say. This week, what else?
That is the most loaded question I've ever got.
Not that bad, Mac. Go ahead. Next.
So obviously that was, you know, a mistake that I made.
Yep, we're going to keep that one, Bill.
Thanks for pointing that out, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yep, that one too. Sure,
no, it's my fault. Yeah. I blew it.
Those are easy.
Last one, quote of the year.
And what do I inherited?
Okay, so again, that is Bruce Arena saying, can you believe what I've done with this Revolution team after the bleep show that I inherited? Okay, hit whatever you got.
And what do I inherited?
Number 10, the Patriots were involved in an onside kick on Sunday, which they recovered, but it does beg the annual question. What should the league do with this play because it's become a non-competitive play?
I think it should be 4th and 20 at your own 25. If you don't get it, then the other team gets it on their own 45-yard line.
And if
what?
And if 50-point field goals worth 4 points,
Greg.
What does it matter? If the other team's going to get it at their own 45, it doesn't matter where you started, really, does it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but no, but what if they convert? Okay. Where do you get the
all
ball?
Right. All right,
so be quiet.
So I'm sorry. Say that again now, please. What should they do?
It's 4th and 20 at your own 25.
Yeah.
If you convert, you keep going.
Yeah.
So you get the ball at about midfield, which you would on an onside kick.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't, then the other team, you place it, whatever, 45, 50, whatever.
It's irrelevant.
Sounds well thought out.
Yep, wasn't expecting that one. Go ahead.
So, look, I like the onside kick. I like it, okay? It's obviously tilted too far in the other direction. So you're going to have to do some experimenting, but it has to do something with where you line up the kicking team, the coverage guys on the kicking team. Maybe you move them 2 yards ahead to give them a better chance to get the ball.
I don't.
Whatever it is, come up with the math and keep the play. The play's a good play.
It's too dangerous a play.
Right. The rule changes have made it almost impossible to recover, so get rid of it, kill it off, and bring in that 4th and 15 thing they were talking about.
Or you can elect to kick a 50-yard field goal for 4 points.
I love that. Oh, wait a minute. So I hate the 4th and 15, 4th and 20 thing.
I can't stand it.
The whole game has become the quarterback in the shotgun chucking it down the field. I want to preserve as much kicking game. So what I do?
Yep.
You know, and it'll never happen. Sign the effing waiver. You're not going to sue the league for head damage and kick the ball and give me back the onside kick. I know that's not going to happen, but I'm with Mazz. Keep tweaking it till the percentages come back up and it becomes a more competitive play.
Yeah, and again, maybe it's how far you let those guys. Maybe you give them 2 yards, right? They kick it from the 35, but they line up at the 37. I don't know. Whatever it is,
keep tweaking.
Figure it out.
Keep it a kicking game play. Next.
So, obviously, that was, you know, a mistake that I made.
Yes, you were. Number 9, thoughts on Von Miller to the Rams?
It's either going to be a triumph with a Super Bowl victory, or they're going to be a complete disaster in L.A. for years to come because they're just wiping out entire drafts. And most of us don't think that's sustainable. We will see. And if it works, it's going to give Belichick something to think about.
Right. Wiping out entire drafts, not a good thing, particularly if you're cheating. You don't want to lose draft picks to cheating. I love it. And honestly, if you were asking me today, I'd pick the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
It's cool that they did it because it's a big move, and you know you like getting these at the trade deadline. But I hope it fails miserably because screw Sean McVay and his tight pants and that dirtbag owner Stan Kroenke.
Next.
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
All right. On that Sunday night football game, Vikings-Dallas, did you know that the line moved dramatically towards the Vikings starting on Thursday last week due to heavy bets suddenly coming in on Minnesota? In other words, meaning... certain bettors were the first to know that Dak Prescott would be out of that game. What does that say to you, and does it concern you?
It does not concern me. And look, betting is more visible now. There's more knowledge of what's going on. But this same instance could have happened 5, 10, 15 years ago. It's just we know more about the lines.
Absolutely. I'm sure it did, and we didn't know it,
right.
But now we do.
Okay, what does it tell me? That Jerry Jones's friends knew that Prescott wasn't playing early in the week as before anyone else did.
That's my question. Who's the rat?
Yeah, Jerry Jones. Absolutely. Hey, all his buddies who get money said, all right, we're betting the Vikings this week. And am I concerned about it? No, because Dallas won the game. It just goes to show you can still go the other way.
Tells me that the mob's still thriving in 2021. If they are looking for another person working in sports who will turn a blind eye to anything and everything, I am available.
All right, next.
That is the most loaded question I've ever got.
All right, Mac, when you heard last week that Roger Goodell raked in $125 million in compensation the last 2 years, what was your reaction?
Wasn't surprised at all. He is the most expensive bulletproof vest ever created.
I mean, again, I'm not surprised either, but I find it stunning that we could be talking about that amount of money for a guy to just sit there and do nothing. Really, yeah, just take bullets.
But for the fact they've rake in, what, $15 billion a year as a league? He has to be in the middle of these constant bitch fests for all these owners and doing what he has to do to cover up whatever unknown horrors those owners do. It's probably good money for them.
Here's my reaction, and I could do 10 minutes on it, but I'm only going to give you one. I'll try and keep it less than one. You guys sure showed him, didn't you? I thought he was done. I thought Robert Kraft was going to take him down. Ooh, the clown nose thing. You really got him with the clown nose thing, didn't you? You showed him. Oh, yeah. Oh, Roger, you're in trouble now. Remember Deflategate? Every time Roger Goodell did something stupid, oh, Kraft is going to come back and get your job. Oh, Roger, I'd watch your back. Oh, you guys really showed him. You're right. That was the downfall of Roger Goodell. Oh, good job, guys. You got him. I'm sure that clown t-shirt really hurts. $128 million the last 2 years. Yeah, you guys were right. He lost a lot of power over how he handled Deflategate. Good call, guys. And you really got to him. You really left a mark in Roger Goodell. Oh, his power was diminished. He better watch his job. Robert's going to get him. Oh, clown nose. Oh, you got him. You sure got him. $128 million over the last 2 years. Good job, New England. You really won that one. Like I said, I could give you 10 minutes. I'll just do one. Go ahead, next.
Thanks for pointing that out, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, Bill, rank the best running backs in the NFL. Stop when you get to Christian McCaffrey.
Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, Zeke, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, McCaffrey.
I went Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, McCaffrey.
Interesting.
Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey. I know he's always hurt, but when he's healthy, he's early 2000s Marshall Faulk.
Isn't Kamara, like, I go Kamara over McCaffrey.
I love Kamara. Me too. I love him. I think he's more explosive than McCaffrey. He's a great receiver. Like, and he stayed on the field more than McCaffrey has, also a factor.
And I think Zeke Elliott has fallen off a little bit.
Yep.
Still a fine player, but no. All right, so there you go. Next. All right, latest in our tool bag question around the league, the biggest tool bag running back in the NFL, Greg.
I have Zeke. I mean, just from his, you know, feed me thing. And then in Hard Knocks, he was like a giggly schoolgirl the whole time. Did you watch any of Hard Knocks? Every time he's on the sidelines, like, hee.
Now that he's back in the league, Adrian Peterson. Easy. Yep, top of my list.
I forgot he's still in the league.
Easy.
I also went with Zeke Elliott, overrated ass grabber.
Next.
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
All right, who is the I'm sorry, Sunday was a big day for backup quarterbacks. Trevor Siemian, Mike White, Geno Smith, Cooper Rush, PJ Walker all contributed to victories. Any of those guys that you actually like? Any of those guys you actually think might be an upgrade over who they replaced?
None of the above and zero. Nope. I don't like any of them. Lucky, 1 week, wonders, that's it.
Trevor Siemian. I think the Saints are actually going to be better with him at quarterback over Jameis Winston. I think Jameis Winston's a turnover waiting to happen. Siemian's not great, but you know what? With Sean Payton as his coach, I bet you that overall he'll protect the football and be okay.
I got to pick one, so I'll go with Mike White because there's upside and unknown because he's a rookie. The rest, trash.
Next.
So obviously that was, you know, a mistake that I made.
Okay, there were a ton of Patriots fans in L.A. last week. So I ask, where is or was the best Patriot-centric place to see a game in the league outside of Foxborough? Where was the best place to go visit?
I couldn't think of a better place in L.A. I think that's the best place. I mean, I want to say Miami, you know, but I think L.A. is better, and I think you get more Patriots fans out there. You know, it's similar to where they would play the Red Sox would play the Angels. Like, that's a haven for New England fans.
I mean, pre-move, San Diego.
San Diego's the answer.
Yeah, San Diego was the place to go.
That used to be like a pilgrimage.
Oh, that was the one.
That was a Bud Light, Jort, and Brewski jersey pilgrimage. Tens of thousands of you, like, traveling to Mecca. Just flying across the country for that Charger game at the old Jack Murphy or Qualcomm, whatever they called it. That was the spot.
New Orleans, centrally located. They cater to debauchery, can potentially carve out time for LSU game. It's New Orleans.
Okay, well, no, that's the best place to go see a game. But, you know, we didn't take
where there's
over.
Millions of Patriots fans? Yeah, that's ultimately used to be San Diego. Yeah.
San Diego was the spot. And I've told you many times, that night flight from Fort Lauderdale back to Boston Sunday night after a Patriots-Dolphin game.
La little brewskis.
Oi, you talk about a plane full of brewski jerseys.
The worst. Yeah, Felga, how do you like them now?
That drink cart never stood a chance, and you were so right. I would get on the plane and the newspaper immediately. Over no chance.
Yeah, I don't hear Shula calling him Belichick now.
Next.
So obviously that was, you know, a mistake that I made.
Okay, a traditional midpoint of the season. Who's your midpoint MVP?
Unfortunately, he got hurt, but it was Derrick Henry. I mean, you just asked for midpoint, so yeah. He's not out of the lineup yet. But to me, it's Derrick Henry. How great a season they're having, what he means to that offense and that team in general, keeping the defense off the field, everything to play action for Ryan Tannehill, all that stuff. It's Henry for me. I thought he was MVP last year.
Dak Prescott. I think Prescott's the guy. I think he completely changes the whole thing, the whole profile of that Dallas operation.
Kind of boring, but after Thursday, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Next.
Thanks for pointing that out, Mike. Appreciate it.
Bill, no problem. Last one. It's biggest disappointment in the first half. This could be a player or a team.
As a player, it's got to be Mahomes. I also put Washington down as a team, but I don't know. Do I really want Washington to be good? I'm kind of happy they're not good.
The Chiefs. The Chiefs are it. But if you're looking for some sort of dark horse or, you know, not obvious one, Carson Wentz, you suck. I took the cheese on that. I thought, okay, put him back with Frank Reich. Here you go. Indy might actually be decent. Now they have a quarterback who's not 100 years old like Phillip Rivers. Carson Wentz blows.
I wanted to say Miami, but I'm going with Kansas City and Mahomes. You know they're now tied with Jacksonville for worst in the league with turnover differential at minus 11?
They are 4-4. So my vote would go to the 1-7 Miami Dolphins. We thought Flores had a shot. They might be building something there. They draft Tua in the top six or whatever. 1-7, and what are they looking at down there?
Good one.
Okay, thus concludes 10 questions. Right back to your phones after the update.
No, it's my fault.
When life calls for cannabis, get it delivered from LanternNow.com. Lantern brings Boston's best cannabis to you, so you can spend game day in front of the TV and not going to the dispensary. I use Lantern because I can shop from Boston's best dispensaries and get my products delivered the same day I order. Even better, Lantern Now delivers to all of Boston and beyond, so you can skip the trip, the traffic, and the line to spend your time your way. Get started at LanternNow.com/gym and follow @GetLanternNow on socials to stay up to date on all things cannabis.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, back to calls. But first, I don't want to waste any production. This isn't going to time out exactly right in terms of how much time is left before the trade deadline. But Murray did it. So please, Jimmy.
30 minutes until the NFL trade deadline.
I done an awakened 180 on you, but you're the best. You put Gasper in a headlock, and you told him Mac Jones was the best since day one. Already better than Brady. Now let's go make a trade for Odell Beckham Jr. Get him some weapons. Let's go.
Okay, 19 minutes until the NFL trade deadline. Odell Beckham, no thank you. And Brandon Cooks, no thank you. I don't want a receiver. I don't need a receiver. I think, you know, slotting in a corner, and, you know, excuse the pun, but just especially a guy like Logan Ryan who might know the system. But a corner, to me, does make sense. You're not taking time away from anyone else you're trying to develop there. Forget Jawan Williams or anything like that. Jalen Mills doesn't work out there. And corner is a spot. I know the defense can be complicated and whatnot, but it also can be simple. Go cover the guy, right, if you're playing man. So corner, to me, does make sense. That's something I hope they're in on. The one exception you did make earlier, Greg, was slot receiver. You know, if there's a slot receiver out there. Chris in the car has a thought on that. Chris in the car, go ahead.
Oh, hey, guys. I just had a take on the problem with the slot receiver. I don't know why we haven't thought of this yet, but I think we should swap Olszewski out as a punt returner and put him in a slot receiver.
Well, you should do both. Let me just stop you, Chris. How come they don't give Gunnar more shots in there?
I don't think he's good as a receiver. I don't think he's the next Edelman in that. He just, you know, he's good as a punt returner.
He is. He's the next Edelman as a punt returner.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the emphasis that the Patriots put on special teams, and I think that they put even more resources towards special teams even than when Edelman was the punt returner. I mean, you know, now you have, you know, Slater and Bethel and, you know, all these guys that they added, and I think he stands to benefit from that. I have not seen any indication that he's ready to take the next step at receiver. I mean, maybe he does in time, but at this point, no.
He's tiny. Like, I haven't even looked on paper to see what he is relative to Edelman and Welker, but he feels like half the size of those guys. I think he'd get killed. Like, I'm all for it, but I just don't think he'd last.
Okay. Well, I mean, we once called Julian Edelman Mr. August and never had a shot.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, we've been reminded of it. So, like, I'd never say never, but that's, you know, I mean, I don't know. That was the arc for Edelman. He was a punt returner before he was in the slot. You didn't think he'd be the next Wes Welker, and he was. It's probably even better.
Yeah, but by this time in his career, well, Edelman just kept getting hurt. That was his problem. And including that year when Welker was tagged, Welker started to play less, but then all of a sudden Aaron Hernandez got hurt and, you know, Welker had to play more. But they were ready to phase Welker out in favor of Edelman.
Kevin in Kingston, what do you got for us today?
Hey, so I have a quick question for Greg. So I know you watched the film. So Jamie Collins Sr. pretty much has a clear line at Justin Herbert. And just as he's about to get him, all he has to do is put his arm out to the right. It's like he throws his hands in the air like he's trying to catch a butterfly. I wanted to know what happened on that play and what your thoughts on him has been so far.
Yeah, his aiming point was just off. You know, I'm sure he was trying to keep him in the pocket. I mean, you really don't want to go underneath the quarterback there and let him spill out. So he was trying to, you know, get him to go forward and maybe somebody else would be there to clean up. It just didn't work out on that play. You know, it wasn't a great play for Jamie, but I don't think it was a bad play. How I think he's played so far, considering his knowledge of the system, very ordinary. You don't notice him very much, but he will make a splash play here and there, and hopefully that's enough to help out this defense.
He's really not out there much.
I don't notice him. I don't, and even that play, I'm sorry, I blank. I don't know which one that's talking about. Murray, what does it look like chasing a butterfly? How does someone...
I would think something like this, because you can't really catch it because they're all over the place. Come here, you.
Yeah, like you're shooing away a bug or a fly. Yeah,
chasing
don't
a
you remember he came in from the quarterback's right and kind of swiped at him? And
I don't know why I'm blanking on that play.
Herbert stepped under it and avoided him easily. It was, you know, Collins did look kind of clueless on it.
Okay, long commercial-free segment is next. We'll take it right up until the NFL trade deadline with Bedard. Go nowhere.
Curious about legal cannabis? Visit Garden Remedies Dispensaries in Newton, Melrose, and Marlboro to discover the cutting edge of modern wellness. The first physician-founded and woman-founded cannabis dispensary in Massachusetts. Garden Remedies grows and produces all its own products. First, cultivating the plants, then using only the finest buds to craft top-of-the-line edibles, lotions, and other products. So, go see what's growing at Garden Remedies in Newton, Melrose, and Marlboro or GardenRemedies.com. www.cbdmd.com. Please consume cannabis responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. Possible health risk associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harm. It's against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risk associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact Poison Control Hotline 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Massachusetts State License Number MR281495.org.
No thanks.
Felger and Maz.
Those guys are always trouble.
I want nothing to do with this guy.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just minutes to go until the NFL trade deadline.
Why isn't there more moves and more trades?
I tell you what, trade that loser Murray down to Tampa. He wants to be there to Brady's anyway, loser.
Okay, it's 9 minutes to be exact before the NFL trade deadline. No movement yet for the Patriots, and we're not expecting anything big boy, are we, here in the last 9 minutes?
I don't think so. Maybe a depth move or two.
Like one of those punt coverage linebackers that they like?
What I say last week, I said I think Bill's more worried about special teams linebacker than anything, and he went and signed a special teams linebacker off somebody's practice squad. I wouldn't be surprised if they added another one of those guys.
It only feels like there's like a handful of teams that consider themselves out of playoff contention, like the real dregs, well, are Miami's and Jacksonville's.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that goes to the whole 17-game season and them not pushing the trade deadline back. And then the other thing that you also have to keep in mind with this trade deadline is not a lot of teams have salary cap space. There was that whole crunch in the offseason. The Patriots have, I think, less than $5 million in cap space, and they're going to need a lot of that just to get through the end of the season with bonuses and, you know, things like that.
Okay, before we wrap it up with some calls for you, give me 60 seconds on the Panthers in this week's game.
I worry a little bit about this game. I mean, I don't know who the Panthers are going to have. Apparently, Darnold might be back. McCaffrey might be back. They're a different offense when McCaffrey's out there. I worry about the Patriots team speed in this. I thought that the Chargers' speed on defense was part of the reason that Mac Jones was sped up this week. I think the Panthers are even faster. They could be an issue for the Patriots offensive line. I think on the other side of the ball, putting McCaffrey out there could expose some of your speed issues at linebacker. This should be a game where Kyle Duggar is given Christian McCaffrey and just say, just go run with the guy all over the place. But I would not be overconfident going into this game. I think the Patriots need to go in there. They need to find a chip on their shoulder. They can't feel too good about themselves after the past couple weeks. They have to continue to play with that edge or else they could slip up. And they do not need that right now.
A little bit of a trap game, right?
Yep.
I mean, again, two wins in a row. You just went out to the West Coast.
Non-conference.
Yeah, now you're coming back east. You got Cleveland coming in next week, probably feeling good about yourself. And so just watch out. Like, you know, to me, this is one you could get picked off if you're not careful.
They're favored. The line jumped, I think, to 4.
The Patriots are favored.
Yeah, the Patriots are favored.
Oh, I would take Carolina.
Okay, so there are your Panther thoughts. Calls here for Bedard before we hit the deadline. Coming up in 6-plus minutes, here's Vic in Virginia. Hi, Vic.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just want to get your thoughts on Jalen Smith, who's getting released by the Packers, and then how about making a run at Burkhead since he looks healthy after last week's game?
Okay, I don't even know where Burkhead is.
Houston.
Okay.
There's a lot of guys. Just package, bring Amendola, Burkhead, and I'm sure there's some. Oh, and Keon Crossan, the former, is he still there?
I have no problem with bringing back their old guys. It's just you can hit the ground running with them.
Yeah,
Jalen Smith
well in 2019.
Burkhead would actually be good for them, right?
I agree, absolutely, he would be. I'd take that guy back for sure. They need.
You know, he's one of Belichick's binkies.
Yeah, they need a third down guy. The Jalen Smith, the linebacker that was released in Dallas and then went to Green Bay. That's who he's talking about there.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, and he played a little bit, and then they released him too.
He was awful. He's gotten released by two teams. He can't run anymore. He's not good.
Okay, there's your answer, caller. Dick and Attleboro on the onside kick thing we were talking about before. Yes, Dick.
The onside kick. We need to make it more competitive because the game wasn't competitive enough, right? You sucked. You lost. It's not supposed to be competitive. It's supposed to be a Hail Mary.
Right. It's supposed to be, Dick, it used to be 30%. Now it's 10%. And less. It's like 8%.
But you didn't win the game, so you got a shot. But it doesn't have to be competitive.
Okay.
I disagree.
All right. I mean, I understand your point. I mean, we're parsing words now. I just think it's become way too uncompetitive.
Yeah, it's like the extra point.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, what it used to be, and again, I think onside kicks were 30%, but that included the surprise version, which is when you're lining up at the, so I forget what all the percentages were. They've just gone way down. It's been, you just can't convert enough of them, so it's kind of a waste of time to even do it now, and I just think they need to bring those numbers back up. That's all.
Yeah, I like the threat of it late in the game because, again, it keeps the defense honest. It makes the game more interesting. So when you're down, I'm sorry, Greg, mm-hmm. when you're down 11, like the Chargers were, or 10, or whatever the hell it was at that particular point in time, you know, you can score and say you're still in the game. You got to play it out.
You could kick the field goal and then
absolutely.
Get the onside kick, go for the touchdown, which a lot of teams do. But I agree with you guys. I've always liked the play. I like the play. It's just, it's way too dangerous in today's game. It's not coming back. You got to give it up. I don't think there's a way to make it more competitive. Even, you know, given the, and I understand it makes sense what you're saying, Mass. Giving them another 2 yards, you know, it cuts down maybe on the speed of them running. So it's a possibility. I just don't see it happening. That's why I want some other play where, you know, maybe injuries aren't as much of a factor. Because right now, the way it is, or way it used to be with a 10 yard running head start, those guys running into each other.
That's awesome.
It's also very dangerous.
Dick and Shirley. Yes, Dick and Shirley.
Yeah, I think that they should pick up Devontae Smith from Philadelphia. He's being wasted there. You bring him here. He knows Jones. He can run jet sweeps.
Okay, so again, this is a kid they just drafted 6th overall?
Yeah. Correct.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
I hope the cameras picked up Maz's face on that.
Yeah, it took me a second to figure out who he was talking about. You're not... I don't think that's a very realistic caller. Tom in Needham. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, with Kansas City and both the Pats now 4-4, who's the rest of the league most concerned about facing right now, the Pats or Kansas City?
Tom, you can't be serious.
Here we go.
Are you serious with that?
Yeah. Serious, dead serious.
So okay, you're Buffalo, and you have an AFC championship game, and you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and you get to pick who you'd rather face, an easier road to the Super Bowl, Kansas City or New England. Who are you taking, Tom?
I think I'm taking Kansas City.
Yeah, you'd much rather face Patrick Mahomes.
Of course you would.
Than Mac Jones and the Patriots.
Yeah, Falcon, nobody wants to play us now.
Okay, so like, isn't that taking it too far? Isn't it different than saying you're a dark horse, you could sneak up on people, you're that little thorn in the side no one wants to face? And I feel that way about, you know, if I were an opponent, Belichick or Brady or any of those guys, that's the last team I'd want to face.
It'd be a pain in the ass.
Like, it'd be a pain in the ass. I'd like to avoid it if I could. But if you're saying I'd rather face Mahomes than the Patriots, now we're getting stupid. Are we?
Yeah, Falcon, they want no part of us.
Thank you.
They want no part of us.
That's the thing. Kansas City, look, they're not good right now. We understand that. We've also seen Patriots teams not be good at certain points of the season.
Right.
But then you get... Then they get hot like when they won in 2018. They were hot garbage for 2/3 of the year.
Or it's just Pat Mahomes decides to roll out of bed and have a day.
Well, that's the other thing.
You have no chance.
And me, considering I'm such a Bills fan, I'm actually hoping that the Chiefs go to Buffalo in the first round and sort of end their season very early.
You know what I would tell guys like that guy who just called? I would tell them, unzip your pants, pull your waistband out, take a good look down there because it ain't that big.
Okay.
I thought there was going to be some sort of illusion to keep it in there.
Yeah.
Right. Keep it in your pants.
I thought he was going to
give yourself a wedgie.
You're not a wedgie. That's what I thought.
Maz was going with that.
You're not as big as you think you are.
Jackson in the car. What do you got, Jackson?
Hey, I just think that it's laughable that Greg thinks Bill wouldn't trade for a cornerback because of the Gilmore thing. When you look around the league, there's no cornerbacks going to anyone. The greatest coach in history doesn't need fucking...
Jackson, what just happened here?
Wow.
Yes. I play Maz.
Yep. The last 60 seconds, boy, did we take a turn south.
Wow. You can't do that, caller.
Wow.
I do not to realize. I do think if a cornerback makes himself available in the next 45 seconds, they should take him and not hesitate because they blew the Stephon Gilmore thing. Like, that's sort of defeatist thinking. All right, Greg, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it as always.
It was always a blast.
You know, it's just always good.
See you, big boy.
Especially the way that ended.
Okay. We will continue with your calls on whatever you want, but we do have to get to the Celtics.
Oh, yes, we do.
We do have to get to the Boston Celtics.
Speaking of a turn south.
Nice team you got there, Stu. We have some issues with the green, which we will get to after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Looking for a specific video game? They will try to source it for you. Do you have some old consoles or collectibles? Bring them in, because Boom Boom Games buys and trades. Boom Boom Games is also your store for Star Wars toys, Pokemon, and the wrestling selection will have you feeling that sweet chin music. Boom Boom Games in Billerica. Check them out.